Okay, hello everybody.
Hello.
Welcome
Welcome.
back. Another Tuesday.
Wow. I feel like,
License chill.
yeah, life is such a chill, huh? I feel like it's been flying by. I don't know. I feel like last show was not, I feel like last week it felt so short.
It did. It did. Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, it was nice. It was definitely different. We normally go to my grandma and grandpa's house, and so this year we got them some presents, and my dad cooked all his Christmas food, and we dropped it off at their house the day before, and FaceTimed them on Christmas and opened presents together.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it actually was. It was kind of cute. I mean, it was definitely like different because normally we go to their house and like eat together and like we're there all day, but it was just a little gift opening thing. But it was nice and we made a good breakfast. And on Christmas Day, I made empanadas.
I saw those on your Foodstagram. I was so happy for you because we talked about empanadas the other week.
I think I had that our talk, those empanadas. I was like, I'm not going Easton. I need to make them myself.
How did they turn out?
They were so good. I've never had a real empanada before, but oh my God, it like held together. The filling was pretty flavorful. It had a nice like flakiness.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad it worked out. You're making me hungry
It
for
was really.
empanadas.
I can make them again. It was exciting.
Did you fry them, or like how did it work?
I baked them. I think that they're typically fried. A bunch of the recipes I found baked them, but it was kind of half and half thing. But I made the dough. There's a lot of like. You have to put it in the fridge so the butter doesn't melt, and then you take it out and form it, and they kind of put it back in. Like there's a something to do with making it flaky, but there's a lot of like chill for an hour, chill again for another hour. But yeah, it was fun.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a chill day.
I was gonna ask if you guys did like ham or turkey, but empanadas.
Oh yeah, we did empanadas. My dad made some smoked meat. So we had a smoked chuck roast and smoked sausage, smoked chuck roast. I made empanadas. My sister made green beans. And I think we had some squash. I guess we kind of have an unconventional Christmas. Usually my dad makes some sort of meat and we'll have sides. Christmas Eve, we always do we pick a place and we make food from it. So to this year, Christmas Eve theme was Mexican food and my sister made tamales.
Wow, that's exciting. I feel like the
That was,
empanadas kind of go with that. You're
yeah, I,
like
I,
a,
okay. It was kind
yeah.
of a whole big thing. I was gonna make empanadas and then it didn't work out. So I made them on Christmas, but it was all good.
Just a continuation of the theme.
Yes, exactly. Tell me about your day.
Was fun. We did those Pillsbury cinnamon roll things, you know, that are
Oh,
like
yes.
so bad for you, but so good.
I've seen the commercials, the yeah.
Yeah, we did those for breakfast. We hadn't done that in
Oh,
a
that's
couple years.
sweet.
Yeah, so that
That's
for
so sweet.
breakfast. And then my mom made her first ever Christmas dinner because we have
Oh.
always gone to my grandmother's for Christmas dinner. Obviously, we didn't do that this year. So it was my mom's first ever Christmas dinner. So we did the, turkey and sides. I
Okay.
guess turkey's the minority, I think. But we didn't do a ham,
Oh.
we did turkey.
Okay. So turkey. So I didn't realize that turkey was a big Christmas food. So it's like turkey's a Thanksgiving and Christmas thing.
I don't know. I think a lot of families do ham for Christmas or lasagna. I think that's a thing.
We did that, but we are very unconventional. Interesting.
Yeah, but we did turkey. But I like turkey better than ham anyway, so.
Really?
Okay. I do.
I know here I'm at Alexander Andrews's house. They did a ham and a turkey because the turkeys go on sale after Thanksgiving.
They just had best of both worlds then.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Nice.
Wait, okay, so you had the ham? You had the turkey. You had the turkey, and the sides.
Turkey and sides.
What were the sides?
We had the green bean casserole, corn stuffing, or not corn, corn casserole, regular stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, of course. You know how the cranberry sauce is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Gotta have the cranberry sauce. And then, you know, pumpkin pie. So it was pretty much like just Thanksgiving part two.
Yes, it sounds like Thanksgiving.
But yeah. That's how it is.
But can't complain about that.
No complaints. And also, we had the leftovers, you know, because we did it here. Mm-hmm. And I honestly think the leftovers are better than the day.
Really?
I would argue leftovers are even better.
What do you, like, are you into, like, making turkey sandwiches? Or, like, do you have, like, a leftover meal? Or you, like,
we do. We do the hot turkey sandwich. So...
Okay. Like
turkey, you just heat up turkey and gravy and then put it over a piece of bread.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It is. It's very good. Or like my dad made cold turkey sandwiches, you know, just like mayo and lettuce and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my favorite.
No. No. Yeah, no, that sounds much better. Wow, that's kind of, that's exciting.
It was fun.
Aww. And you guys, did Santa come to your house?
Yes, Santa did come. I got a blender.
That you did?
I did. I got a that blender. That was my highlight.
That is so cool.
Expect some smoothies in the Fishers next semester. Oh, you'll be in Copenhagen. You can't come have my smoothies.
No, it's sad. And you can you can have pancake night.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's a lot like your little blender, you know, where like the cup comes off and then you can like put the lid on it and do things.
Yeah.
I can't do pancake night without you, though. It's just, it won't work.
Oh, I understand, though, because, like, if I'm not there, pancakes can still exist without me.
No, you know, I was the sous chef. Like, I don't actually know how to make the pancakes. Like, that was your job.
But maybe it's time that you become the chef.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready, and I can't do it.
Oh no. Okay, if you need, I could FaceTime in or something.
There we go. I'll FaceTime you in Copenhagen. We'll find like a good compatible time zone time and make some pancakes.
Yeah, like 5 p.m. or something. Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited. Oh, I like getting kitchen appliances.
Did you have a highlight kitchen appliance or something?
I did not get a big kitchen appliance. I got a lot of tasty snacks.
Ooh.
I got a lot of good snacks. A lot of little desserty snacks. My grandma got me these Blundstone boots. They're just kind of, they're boots. Mine are black. They're kind of like water resistant, like all terrain kind of boots. So I'm going to bring them with me, but they're nice boots. I'm very grateful that she got them for me, but that was exciting. Yeah.
Are they like fashionable?
Yes, I mean, yes, they're like fashion. They're not like hiking looking boots. Like they don't have like, they're like those, I think they're called like Chelsea boots. You know, they kind of like swoop.
I'll Google them.
But they're kind of like. They're made in they're Australian boots. It's kind of like for the outback.
So you get Australian boots and you get to wear them in Denmark.
Yes.
It's fun.
I've been eating my snacks a lot. I was eating, today I made Milano cookies.
I saw that on your Foodstagram as well.
Yes, I got them for... Alexander for Christmas, and then he was like, let's make gluten-free ones. So we completed them this morning, and they were actually quite good.
Oh, I'm happy. But, Milano's are very, very good.
Yes, but
I'm glad you can partake.
Yeah, but you know, I got some chocolates for Christmas. I got this Moose Munch. I love Moose Munch. So, you know, I'm eating my Moose Munch and like my chocolates, and now I made these cookies, and I was like, this is too much sugar. But Lolly, yes, but Lolly's mom says that it's still holiday bliss time and it's okay.
She is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Nice. Should we play some tunes?
Sure.
Let's play some tunes.
I like these tunes.
All right. Yeah, today's a good show. It's just good vibes only show. Except for this first one, maybe. But after that, good vibes only.
But this first song is really good.
It is.
It's good, just doesn't wrong necessarily vibes. Fall. Yeah.
You'll get it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Enjoy.
Doctor,
Hello.
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 I think well, we're back.
I think we're back. So that was Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant and Let It Happen by the Punch Brothers.
Yeah, Cold, 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 Cage the Elephants was my choice. I heard it in the car yesterday. Really? And I was like, a Cage the Elephant, that's really good, and we haven't played on the radio show yet. Like, I should play it. So, therefore, Cold, Cold, Cold. Which Hannah saw in concert. Yeah. I'm very jealous.
Aw. Yeah, that was a good time. Yes, I enjoyed that song. The next one was Let It Happen. I think this song came up on my Discover Weekly, probably. You got me into Discover Weekly. Now that's my like go-to playlist. I don't really know much about the Punch Brothers. At first I was like, haha, that's funny. I don't know why. I was like, Punch. I don't really know why I thought it was funny. I guess, and like the image on the album cover is like a drink, and I was like, Punch, I don't know, whatever. But maybe I've heard of them before, but I thought this song was kind of cool. It had like a nice string part. Yeah, that we liked that.
Always have to include the strings in pop music.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah, it's always good.
It just immediately elevates your song by like, I don't know what unit of elevation it is, but strings just always make it better.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, it was good. Well.
Yes. We have to.
Don't we have something to do?
Do we have something to do?
Yes, we have to give.
Oh my God, yes, we have to give. I have two shout outs, actually. So Amy gets the first shout out because she's
shout out to Amy
tuning in today. And Chris gets the next shout out because tomorrow's his birthday.
Oh my God. Wow, December 30th.
Yeah, he gets the Christmas plus birthday, like, shebang.
Oh, I see. One of those babies. Christmas babies. Oh, so is he, like, really young or really old in his grade?
Do you know what I mean? I think he's, like, right in the middle, kind of. Right? Because, like, you're really... Oh. He's a freshman, and he's turning 19. So I feel like that's, like...
No, that's normal. Old.
Is it old?
But like, okay, so I turned 18 in September, my freshman year. So he would be like a year older than, like, you know how like the year starts in January?
Yes.
Okay, at my school, in my like school district, there wasn't a cutoff, I think. So like people born December 31st would be turning 18 their freshman year of high school of college. So then if you're born January 1st, you turn 19. So you're old if you're born in January, but you're young if you're born in December. But in your school, you're oh my God, this is so confusing.
Yeah, you totally got me turned around. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just going to accept that it's Chris's birthday and move on.
Well, that's, I feel exciting. Like most people, like, I feel like you're really young for our, thank like, you. Grade. Or as a grade, what am I saying anymore? Year?
Yeah.
I don't even know. But I feel like it's most fun. People in their freshman year of college, like, will turn 19. You're just yes. really young. Because, like, I turned 19 in March of my freshman year.
Yes.
You didn't turn okay. 19 to, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
it's the post, I saw this thing and it was like December 26th to the 1st is like, every day feels like Sunday and it proves that like time is just a construct and doesn't really make any sense because every day is like a vacation. of like weirdness. I feel like I'm in that stage right now and everything's just like, whoa, I have no responsibilities.
Very true. I wish, like, it must be nice when, you know, you have off from like, you know, like my dad gets vacation from like the 24th through like New Year's or whatever.
Yeah.
I wish like I didn't have to work at Rite Aid between Christmas and New Year's. Rite Aid's just killing the vibe.
Oh, Rite Aid. But the money.
But the money. Time and a half, guys.
Like, you know what? Yes. Wait, you get time and a half?
No, only... No, just I work Christmas Eve and then I work New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I get time and a half.
That's sweet. Like... You know, what else could you be doing right now? Nothing important. Rite Aid is the place to be.
I could be... What? Like, I guess you're right, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really be doing anything else, but...
Yeah, like, I could not tell you how my day passed.
I feel like you have to train for your food truck. I feel like that's all that matters now.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I cook. I didn't really cook anything today. I completed making my cookies. I got pho for lunch, but I did not make it.
How does one spell pho?
It's pho. So it's like pho, but it's pronounced pho.
Huh. I'll take your word for it. I'll have to try pho sometime.
It's pretty good. It's just kind of like a broth that's very flavorful with noodles and usually like some meat.
It sounds good to me. I have no complaints.
Yeah, like it's nothing too crazy.
I would try it.
Yeah.
Should we play some more tunes? I feel like we're a little behind today. I want to make sure we, you know, give everybody the vibes of the playlist.
You're right. Okay. You're right. I got carried away with the Christmas.
Too much talking pho. Never too much. All right, let's go.
Oh, wake up on a sunny morning. Blue sky's not a piece of gray. You gave me so much warning. So why do I feel this way? I'm hurt, not expecting this. Leave me wanting.
Welcome back, everybody. I think we're back.
Hello.
Here's Hannah.
Yay, we're back. So that was Blue Skies by Moxie and Back Pocket by Wolfpack. I don't know if that was.
I was reading that before we started, and I was like, Wolfpack, but not. And I just caught my eye. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, Blue Skies by Moxie was my pick from the trusty old Discover Weekly. And I don't know, it was just happy. That's it. Like, that's all I can say.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, it was nice. That the Back Pocket song, I think that was Discover Weekly. I remember listening to it in the car with my sister and my mom. So either it was one of my sister's songs or one of my songs. But the chorus is kind of fun. They're like, put it in my pocket. I don't know. I thought it was, I like the beat. It was fun, kind of groovy.
That song reminded, like, I think fit with the album cover of Let It Happen, you know, with like the coconut. I mean, our listeners mm-hmm. can't see the album cover, but it was like one of those coconut drinks that you'd get on the beach, you know, where your drink is like in the coconut hole with like.
And there's like an umbrella.
Yeah.
And all the little.
The umbrella and like fancy straw and like your toothpick with like olives or whatever. And like very just beachy. And then Back Pocket has, what'd you say, like steel drum type vibes? Or like
yes,
bongos
there was
or
like
something?
There was some sound, and I'm not sure if it was a steel drum, but it kind of gave that a little bit of a beachy vibe.
Like, I feel like I'm just swaying on the beach, holding the coconut drink, listening to that song.
Yes.
Hold on, I have to kill a spider. Give me a second.
Oh my god, oh my god.
I got it, don't worry.
I'm so, yes, you go.
I was distracted. I, you know, can't let it go.
That was like an effortless kill. I probably would have like screamed and then gotten like a lot of toilet paper and like would have taken me a little bit.
I had to keep it together for the listeners, and luckily I had an empty box of M&Ms here that I could kill it with. So everything's fine. Everything's fine.
That was very good. That was very, very impressive.
Thank you.
Nice. I'm over here. All my appliances are dying, but we're
okay. Oh, no. Okay. Well, are we situated? Is everything good?
We're situated. Just about.
Let's. Do you want to jump into another round of tunes so then we can chat a little bit more?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because I like these next two. Yeah, I like mine. Yours was pretty good, too. I have to give it a couple more listens before I can really, you know, internalize it.
Yes, no, I understand. Yeah, sure. I'm right. Down to play the tunes.
Let's do it, and you make sure your computer doesn't die, because that would be tragic.
That would be bad.
All right, here we go.
Don't fucking celebrity.
Welcome back, everybody. I think we're back.
Hello.
Hey, we're back.
Yay. That was, let's see. So that was Blue Vacation by Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. Yes, in the Wilderness. And The Ark by The Arks. Yes.
Yes. So Blue Vacation, Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness was my choice. We haven't played any Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness yet this semester. He was my top artist of the year, so I feel like I had to throw at least one in before the end of the year.
Yes.
I think we played two last semester.
But I like this one.
Yeah, it was a little bit more upbeat than some of the other ones. The other ones are very, like, slow, sentimental type things. Like, this one was still chill, but had a little bit more oomph to it.
Yeah. It was nice.
And I guess that's, like, an extended shout-out to Aunt Donna, because she introduced me to Andrew Mann. He was also one of her top artists of the year, so.
Really?
Yeah. Gotta represent.
Yeah, totally. The next pick, The Ark by The Arks, that was from me. I think I was in the car driving back from my grandma's house a week or two ago. She was going to give me some warm stuff for Copenhagen, so we went to pick it up. And I was looking through The Arks for songs to, like, queue up in the car, and I came across this song because I didn't think I had really heard it before, but I think I have, but it's kind of one of the ones that I don't listen to as much, but I liked it. It was definitely, we're saying how it's kind of has, like, a rocky feel, but then his voice is, like, not that loud, aggressive, rocky sound, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, the reason I don't like rock music as much is because a lot of times the singer, you know, they're, like, shouting at you and, like not like heavy metal is a strong genre, but, like, in that kind of sense. But this one, like, his voice, I mean, you gotta love it. Dan Auerbach, you know, we love Dan Auerbach here.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, his voice is still very, like, smooth. And I think if my dad's still listening, he would have liked that song because very, like, rock. Up his alley.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I like that. I like The Arks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling so tired. I feel like I woke up this morning and I genuinely had no idea what day it was. Like, usually I'm kind of on top of it, you know, like in the back of my mind and stuff, but I was like, Tuesday, Wednesday, I have no idea.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to know the day of the week. I know, it's not so important. Weird.
There's, like, I was thinking about how, like, a month, November 29th, yeah, a month ago, or, like, a month and a half ago, you know, we had school, and I was working, like, every day, studying and writing papers and stuff, like, nonstop, insane, and then it goes from, like, all of that to nothing.
I feel like I kind of blank it out. You know, like, I forget how hard it was, so that, you know, I always, like, look forward to next semester, like, forgetting how much pain and work it's going to be.
Yes.
And, like, then I always spend so much time, like, looking forward to break, and then I get to break, and I'm like, but I kind of want to go back to, like, doing work, but then I forget how hard it was.
Totally.
I don't know.
You think that, yeah, you think we would know by now. Yeah.
Because, like, I genuinely, am telling myself right now that I'm looking forward to next semester, and I am. But, like, I feel like I'm not acknowledging how hard it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, it is nice that, I mean, I don't, there's usually, like, not homework over the breaks. Like, I remember in high school, I took, like, AP Spanish, or even just in, like, honors Spanish, we'd have summer work to, like, keep up your Spanish or stuff. So it was, like, you know, write an essay and, like, talk about this. And it's, like, do this packet, do all this stuff. And it's, like, yay, summer. But, like, I have all this homework.
I always had summer reading.
Yeah.
You know, for the next, like English, upcoming English mm-hmm. class, I would always have a book to read and like an assignment yes. to go with it. And then in the first week of class, you'd have like an exam or something.
Yes. On the book, have, like, you know? A big essay. Yes. Yeah. Totally.
That I feel like every year of high school, there was summer reading preceding the year, I think.
Yes.
And then one summer I had a biology project to do. Did you keep the plants alive, you know? A begonia?
Project.
Yeah, it was a begonia and something else, some other plant. You had to keep it alive over the summer and, like, document its growth and then bring the plant back in at the start of the school year.
Wow. Did anyone's plant die?
Oh, yeah. And if it died, you had to, like, do some research project type thing. But then the funny thing is we brought our plants back. Right. And like they're all like in the room and it's real nice and, you know, like fresh mm-hmm. looking greenery. And then I think I want to say it was like Columbus Day weekend or like a long weekend we had. Yeah. And like the heat in the school like spiked while we weren't there. And then we came back and every plant was dead.
That is so sad.
It was kind of tragic. Yeah. Because, you know, you spend all summer keeping these plants alive. It's like, oops,
bruh,
they're all dead.
That's so sad. Oh,
I can't think of what the second plant was now. It was a begonia and something else, and now I can't remember.
Oh,
started with a C. Can you think of a coleus? It was a coleus, a begonia and a coleus. There we go.
I have never heard of those plants, but that's kind of okay. I don't want to say fun, but like plants are fun.
I love plants. Yeah, I've got a couple. Potted, you know, cacti and whatnot going around here. Oh, and they bring me joy.
Yeah, that's nice. I think in my bio class, I remember I had to read a book, which is kind of annoying because I had to read a couple of books or something for my English class. And then I had to read a book for my bio class. But I think we had to listen to some podcasts and like watch a movie or do something.
All over the summer?
Yeah, I don't know, AP bio. Yeah, I definitely remember a podcast. It wasn't that bad. I like podcasts, but I remember the book. That was kind of annoying. I don't think I completely read it. I hope Miss O'Reilly's not listening.
Oh boy. AP bio. I miss AP bio. I really liked it. Mrs. Bollinger, she's definitely not listening, but she was an A+ teacher.
Oh, that's so nice. I wish I had her.
She was great.
That's fun.
Good old days. Yeah.
The good old days of high school.
Yeah. Not
Miss
really.
O'Reilly and I. Yeah, Miss O'Reilly and I did not get along, but that's okay.
Ooh.
Wait, she's done now.
It's in the past. Should we yes, play our last round of tunes?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Enjoy.
I was going up the coast in a minivan that broke. Like my voice when I told you I was leaving.
Pack my bag up, take her home. Give her homesick down the road. In my room by the moon with no ceiling. I was driving in a van that was older than 9+5. Heading Kanye West off the tip of Argentina. Better than drowning engine. Ain't got no sick to blame instead of my reflection. So I dreamt. I packed it all like to end up where it all began. I was going up the coast in a minivan that broke. Like my voice when I told you I was leaving. Packed my bag up, sick of home. Never homesick down the road. In my room by the moon with no ceiling. With the one I live in Brooklyn. With a view from my apartment. No more homies on the block light. On the corner like a stoplight. I'm a ghost, they never notice. Hey, never showed up for the show. Going up the coast in a minivan that broke. Like my voice when I told you I
Oh, you are recording. Yeah. Fuck, yeah. I didn't even...
Oh, that's all right.
Sorry.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, everybody. So those two songs that we heard, that was Going Up the Coast by Clay and Friends and Straight Jacket by Bay Ledges.
Yeah, Going Up the Coast was my choice, a good old Discover Weekly song. I think it kind of fit our little, I don't know if you can call it a theme. Maybe it was a theme. I don't know. Every song, except for Cage the Elephant, didn't really fit the theme. But it was like, if I was like vibing on the beach, I'd listen to these songs. Just kind of like, the arcs didn't fit either.
But. Yeah, I got some beach vibes.
Yeah, some summery vacation driving esque vibes.
Yes. Yeah, and like I know you guys can't see the album cover, but the Straight Jacket album cover, it's like a nice, it's kind of like a sunset.
Got the ombre type orange and reds going on.
Yeah, it's cool. I think this was another Discover Weekly, like in the car song that I heard. But it was nice. I really liked the chorus. That was chill.
Very chill. I did enjoy it.
Yes. Well, I guess we're gonna.
Yeah, I was gonna say sign us off before it cuts us off at 7.
Yeah. Okay. Well, everybody, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton PA / Reading PA / Little Silver NJ. This is Licensed to Chill. I am Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth. Hannah, you crushed that one. Let's go.
Yes. Only the 13th time. Sweet.
Hopefully everybody has a good New Year's. And
oh, yeah. Happy New Year's.
Yeah. We will chat to you guys next Tuesday in the new year. What the heck?
Oh my god, 2021, that's insane.
License to Chill has now spanned 3 years.
Bruh, that's insane.
Craziness.
Wow, I did not think this year would end.
Well, here we are.
Okay, cool.
I'm not sure what next year is going to look like, but stay tuned.
It'll be different. Stay tuned, everybody. Well, I guess, you know, we'll see you next year. You'll hear us next year.
Oh, you have to put that closer in. You'll hear us next year. Perfect.
Yeah, okay. Well, see you guys.
See ya.